And good morning, everyone. It's 18 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Tari, of course, today not on because of the smoke situation. Terang, though, it is. The meeting there with a fine at a soft five. Mark Hutter joins us. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Sean. I'm good, thanks.
That's good. Terang, they used to call this the Flemington of the bush, didn't they?
They did indeed. Look, it's a big, long straight, but it can be deceiving. When it's dry, it can be a real, real advantage to be on the rail. So it was a soft seven on Friday. It's up to a soft five now. Hopefully we get a fair track and not one of those Terang leaders tracks.
All right. So despite the fact that it is a big track, you can get to the front and stay there.
Absolutely. If you get you watch them over Christmas there when the tracks are firm, they just don't pass a horse.
All right. All right. Now let's have a look today. Race one, number one, Compulsive, $5. Two out, three, Grinzinger Jackal is $3.70. Number three, Magic Kane, $6. Five, Mr. Mischief, $21. Six, Road to Blue Sky, $13. Number seven, Megahertz is $8.50. Eight, Savar, $8.50. Nine, October Jewel, $26. Ten, Rose of Quincy, $8. 11, Barrage, $6.50. Our favourite, $3.70. Number three, Grinzinger Jackal.
Yeah, it's an even race, as most of these high weights are. But on with number four, Magic Kane, who I think is just getting better with racing. It box seated had every chance the other day. It goes up slightly in distance. It gets a beautiful run behind good speed. And I'm happy to go with it each way. To beat number one, Compulsive, it's going well. It was in the same race as Magic Kane there two starts ago. Ran on well from last. And again, at Pakenham there last week, ran on well to finish third. Now, it is back in distance, but the tempo should suit it. They'd be the two I'd be focusing on. Next best, number three, Grinzinger Jackal. Just wanted to race a bit fiercely the other day. And seven, Megahertz, coming off the non-tabs up at Wangaratta. Whacked away okay, should be suited by the trip. Four and one for me. I'll go 4, 1, 3, and 7.
Race two, another high weight. One, Crafty Cruiser, $5.50. Number two, Aurum Dromos, is $7.50. Three, Hunch, $6.00 even. Number four, So Abel, is currently $12. Five, So Belafonte, $7.50. Six, Sudden Moment, $9. Number seven, Henry the Dolphin, $34. Eight, Special Moment, $2.50. Nine out. Ten, Hierarchal, $81. 11 out. 12, Written Rules, 61. 13, Bus Stop Madonna, 23. 14 out and 15, Entirely Perfect, 151. Our favourite, 250. Number eight, Special Moment. Now, Crafty Cruiser, he's still going around at the age of, what is he now?
12.
12-year-old, yeah.
Just a lazy 12. He's in the numbers, Crafty Cruiser. But on with Special Moment, it's really come good for Kane Harris. It won a weak race two starts ago, then jumped in grade last time on a soft track, but won really well again. So I think he can take the step up. You've got the advantage of Clayton Douglas riding. To beat number six, Sudden Moment, it's around the mark. It's been unlucky this campaign. Having said that, had every chance last time. It's a chance again. Number one, Crafty Cruiser, 12 years old. He's won over $1 million. He comes out of easily the best form race for this, and he'll run well. And two, Aurum Dromos, who draws gate one, every possible chance to win a weak race last time in a good stable, get a great run. It's also in the mix. It's an even race with the favourite, just short enough odds, 8, 6, 1, and 2.
Third event, one, Chaparral Bell, $6. Number two, Daredevil Girl, $41. Three, Ever Loved a Woman, $81. Four and five out. Six, Marussia, is $8. Seven out. Eight, Von Hill, $61. Number nine, Written Symphony, $71. Ten, Booklet, $7.50. 11, Kuramai, $1.90. Now, number 12, Lola Rosie, $8.50. 13 out. 14, Robbins Folly, $6.50. And 15, Egyptian Force, $151. The Shorty, $1.90. Number 11, Kuramai.
Yeah, it's getting in short now, but it should win. It had good form last campaign. It's got good speed to be up there around Terang. It's jumped out recently. There's a tearaway leader, and they sort of let the leader get away. They shook it up, and it looked to have lengthened well. So everything points to a winning return. If there's a danger, I think it's number 14, Robin's Folly. It's had the one start, missed the kick, had to hunt forward and fought on well to finish third. Better for that run, just needs a clean getaway. After that, number 10, Brooklet. It's well drawn. It's had plenty of chances. It just can't win a race. And six, Marussia, who showed good ability early in its career. It sort of lost its way. It was an okay third last time and should be fitter. It's a place chance also. I'll go 11, 14, 10, and 6.
Now, the fourth, number one, Elegus, 360, 2 and 3 out. 4, Von Gerard is 10. 5, Wanamiri, $12, 6 out. 7, Snifter, 5, 58 out. 9, All Too Fast, $8. 10, Missile Dolly, 151, along with 11, Rosa Fiorentina. 12 out, 13 Italian Witness, 420, 14 Madalenka, 440, 15 Atomic Wings, 151, 16 out, 17 Verando, 151, 18 Lucy Mack, 21. A favourite, the topic, one Elegus, 360.
Yeah, it's the one to beat. It's my top pick. I think there are four chances. This horse had trailed terrific going into its debut run. It was well backed, it sat up on the speed and was weak. They then had a little break. They dropped it back in trip over the 1,000, rode it quietly. Went on okay, without really raving. It ran on okay, probably well enough for a race like this. Now, This race is run from the 1,000-metre chute, so often the wide gates are no disadvantage for those racers. You can sit back, get to the outside, and be very hard to beat. Speed number 13, Italian Witness. It's had a few stables, had a first run for Paul Pushker up there at Mount Gambier. Missed the kick, was okay again without raving. It's not a real strong horse, but it's got a chance here. Seven Snifter. It's shown good speed in jump outs, and I'm not worried about the wide gate from this shoot start. And down to 14, Madlenka. Showed ability on debut. It showed speed in the recent jump out. They're the four hopes, not much between them. I'll go 1, 13, 7 and 14.
Right, the fifth event, 1 Arcaeus, $5, 2 Gunfire on the City, 81, 3 Just on Spec, 71, 4 Lucas the Younger, 61, 5 Predicated, 350, 6 Red Noise, 71, 7 So Awesome, 21, 8 Western Bird, 81, 9 Blackout of $5, 10 Centaine's Portrait, 7, 11 Golden Jazz, 26, number 12 Selfie Road, 10, 11 She's Edzo, 23, and 14 True Bell, $5, 15, 16 out. 350 favourite, number 5, Predicated.
Yeah, I like Predicated. It's a horse that's had the two runs back from a spell. It got too far back first up and ran on well, and then just got completely lost the other day. The winner was off and gone. This was a mile back and got going nicely in the straight to finish second. I think the jump to 1,400 metres is perfect. It draws wide. It's got a 3-kilo apprentice. I'm just hoping it can get into that 3-wide train, be close enough on the turn. If that situation works out, it'll be very hard to beat. I'll certainly be saving on number 10, Centaine's Portrait. It's had two back from a spell. It was a really strong finishing run last time. Now, it draws gate one. It can park midfield. And as I say, it's the big danger. They're the two I like. Next best, number 9, Blackadder. Trialled okay on soft ground without raving. And 14, True Bell, who was okay first up, just might need further. I'll go 5 from 10, then 9 and 14.
All right, the sixth event, 1 Skelm, 11, number 2 Berry Dangerous, 10, 3 Sweet Georgia Brown, 15, 4 Swiss Hero, $8, 5 Irish County, $6.50, 6 The Stylist, $1.55, 7 Ultimate Eagle, $26, number 8 Creative Harmony, $31, 9 Hurricane Jack, $34, 10 Lindsay Alfred, and 11 Caleb Will Do, $101, $1.55 for 6 The Stylist.
Yeah, every time you look up, it gets shorter here, The Stylist. Look, its form last campaign would win the race. It's got a good run behind a horse called Tides, who would win this easily. It's come back from a spell. It was okay first up, and then it beat a shocking field, to be honest, second up and ran slow time. So if you're just going off that, you wouldn't be raving at the price. But if you go off its form last campaign, the fact that it's fitter, the fact that it draws gate one, probably spears to the front, and has got moderate horses against it, it probably wins, but I can't be taking the short odds. To beat number 4, Swiss Hero, fitter for one run back, I think it's certainly got a chance. 5 Irish County, just one pace there at Geelong. It's going fairly. It's got some hope. And 3 Sweet Georgia Brown, ideally needs further, but can pull out a run fresh. 6 the one to beat, just no value. 6, 4, 5 and 3.
Now race 7, 1 Skyway Star, $2.30. 2 Uncle Larry, $7. 3 Celestial Story, $13. 4 out. 5 Star of the Turf, $8.50. 6 Say Goodnight, $14. 7 Scarface Curio, 13, 8 and 9 out. 10 Acquired Drink, 5.50. 11 Love's Edge, 23. 12 Pistol Eats, 8. 13 Sir Chatelot, 41. Favourite number 1, Skyway Star, at 2.30.
Yeah, it's the one to beat for sure, Sean. It's the best horse in the race. It showed ability in good races last time in. It'll certainly get out over more ground. It's had a couple of jump outs recently where it hasn't been knocked about. Got the big weight, but got Brad to nurse it. It should win. I think if there's a danger, it's number 2, Uncle Larry. Had the two runs back from a spell, Larry. He's going quite well. He just wanted to lay in badly last time. They've tinkered with the gear, and he should be fitter. Down to number 10, A Quiet Drink. Every chance, but fought on well last time. And 5 Star of the Turf, who, if it's favouring leaders, Star of the Turf's one that'll be up the front, out of trouble, and certainly worth including. 1 the one to beat, 2 the danger. I'll go 1, 2, 10 and 5.
Right, the eighth event, 1 High Hopper, 7.50, 2 Astro Castro, 13, 3 Teamwall Gold, 16. 4 A Moody Boy, 390, 5 out. Number 6 Soul Say, 13, 7 out. 8 Campo, 550, 9 French Fizz, 390, 10 Pegleg Ben, 21, 11 out. 12 and Universal Thief, 13, 13 out. 14 out Asura, 12 and 15 Boom Shake the Room, 26. Equal favourites, 390. Number 4 A Moody Bay and 9 French Fizz.
Yeah, look, I think A Moody Bay is the best for the day. It showed good ability last time in. It comes back from a spell here in a very suitable race. It's had a couple of recent jump outs. The first one, it wasn't asked to do much. And the latest one, set up outside the speed. They gave it a shake-up, and it raced away for a big win. Looks like it's ready to go. There's good speed to suit. You've got B-Rawilla sitting on it. Got a good stable. Come to the outside and run them down to beat number 8, Campo. Never did a lot fresh, Campo. It was disappointing there. It's a better horse than that. Good gait, maybe fitter, can improve. 14, La Tesora, doesn't win out of turn, but gets in very well after the claim. And 9, French Fizz, draws wide, won a weak race last time. At least it's in winning form, so it's got some hope. But I think 4 can bring us home a winner. 4, 8, 14 and 9.
Now, any good things there?
Pretty tough day, Sean, but I'll go race 5, number 5, Predicated. I think we just need some luck mid-race there. And race 8, number 4, Amuti Bay, the best for the day.
Right, race 5, number 5, race 8, number 4. We'll hear a bit later on the whip around. Good on you, Mark.
Thanks, Sean.
Mark Hunter looking at the meeting today at Terang. Our meeting at Taree is off because of the weather conditions there, the smoke haze. They apparently couldn't see the 1,000-metre mark. The smoke was so bad. 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.